What is slope? 24. What is the purpose of 24?
Decorating Srimati Radhika's face with tilak, musk.
I am hearing to discuss about all these things. This is the thing, like topmost Raranga. No?
We can ask questions now.
First, ask question, then you. What question? Then you. We will read it. What is question?
I have one question about preaching. Topics of Raganuga Bhakti can only be discussed with people who have greed for it. So, we in ISKCON will be preaching to devotees and non-devotees who don't have that greed. Therefore, we cannot speak about Gopi Manjari and Baba Mai and all these things in Vilaspa Samanjari. So, my question is that because we are preachers, how can we be enthusiastic if we cannot, we have to keep this a secret, what we are learning from you, and we cannot preach?
We should advance very slowly, by and by. Not last topic. We should try to create greed to common devotees. Like Prahlad Maharaj Charitra, like Vritrasura Upakhyan, 10th canto Srimad Bhagavat, besides Rasleela is there, keeping away, we can create some Shraddha and also to greed to hear all these pastimes. In Prachar, only we can do. And in Prachar especially, we will preach that this world is mundane. We should be far away from all these things. Only these can be. And if there are devotees, we can also give them idea of Dasharas, that is Narad and Vyas dialogue and all these things. These are fast preachings. And especially those who have Shraddha and doing Vaidhi Bhakti accordingly. By and by, to them we can tell Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, but Purva Vibhag only. And Chaitanya Charitamrita, so that they may have some more Shraddha and greed towards this. And if there is something greed, then something we can tell. If there is nothing, I will tell this. They will not fruit good fruit. So we should carefully. No manjari, nothing. I fear here also. Actually, no greed. Sampatsam. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told so many things in Bhajan Rahasya. Have you seen Bhajan Rahasya in English? No. Very valuable thing. What are on earth?
How many kinds of anartha?
What are the definitions? How to escape? After these things, also some more things he has given. So we should preach all these things to various category of bhakti. So many kinds of Hari Katha is there. So we should think what is proper to preach in what class of person. Understand?
Yes.
Those who have not, what is the mool? What is the main lakshan is
symptom
of lobha? Lobha has no reason, actually. By association of rasik bhakta, by hearing the pastimes, by seeing the vigraha beautifulness, a greed can come. But when greed comes, there is a greed, no qualification is seen there. In any stage, a man can have greed to have all these things. But when greed comes, there are so many symptoms of greed. The symptom of asakti is symptom of lobha. Greed begins from asakti. If a man has asakti, he has greed, then we should know that he is starting from asakti. Koto halla karte re.
Upore.
তুমি যেতে পারো না?
Just if you could clarify one thing you said. You said that greed can come at any stage. And then you also said that when one has greed, that is a shakti. Can you
Asakti?
Asakti. So can you clarify that? Because you said greed can come at any stage.
Greed at any stage it can come. But when greed comes,
then
they sometimes will be seen that yes, this is actual greed. Then it is the stage of asakti. That so many, then he will not be attracted to anything of this world, beauty, wealth, or wealth or anything. Before he has done everything, and when this greed will come, by the association of Rasik Vaishnava, so there is a result, there is a fruit mixing in the society of Vaishnava. Before he was so and so, as Bilva Mangal, he was Durachari. But when he got this greed, he became so high. No thought except Krishna. How Krishna will be received? How I can have a darshan of Krishna? Only this thought came. All things gone. When there anything came in his heart to enjoy anything, he took kanta and gave it to him. No hesitation. This is the actual symptom of greed. It will come gradually. Shantir abhartha kalattam viraktir manu sunyata asabandha smutkantha nam gane sadharuchi avist. So, Vaidhi Bhakti should be priest only. Not bhakti, but in preaching mostly what are opposite to bhakti, we should not do. This is priest, nothing else. What is this world? What is this Maya? We should not be in Maya. But hardly very good fellows, qualified persons, they should be taught the inner motive of bhakti, also Vaidhi Bhakti. Prahlad Maharaj, the upakhyan is Vaidhi Bhakti. Narad, Vaidhi Bhakti. Narad and Vyas, all Vaidhi Bhakti. But these are so hidden things in this. So this can be preached to qualified person. And unqualified person, illusory Maya, what is Maya? This should be escaped. What is the use of taking name or doing bhakti? Only this. And with those persons who have greed, all these things, very in hidden way we should take it. I know that I am doing wrong, but yet I am doing it. So many men comes and joins, they want to hear. Kal ke amra okhane ki bolchilam sokal bela bhakti bino thakure kotha niye charte na panchti ki kotha
manasikha
bhakti bino thakur. First we should
take
kapatata. Da, 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 da একবারে লাগাম ছেড়ে দিয়ে যেরকম ঘোড়া দৌড়াইছে ওইরকম। We all have kapatata. You are also kapati. Kapati, you know. Dharma pradhita kaitava. What is the meaning of kaitava?
Cheating.
We are all cheaters. You are very good teacher. I also, myself, all are cheaters. We are not cheating anyone, another person. We are cheating myself, ourselves. Those who cheat others, they cheat, may cheat, but we are cheating ourselves. How? If I want some wealth, pratistha, you know?
Fame,
name, all these things, wealth, and we cheat others to gather these things, it means we are cheating ourselves. No? He is not cheated. We are cheated. So we are cheaters. There are three kinds of sadhak. First are
Swanishtha,
Parinishthita, and Nirapeksh. There are three kinds of sadhak. Follow me?
Yes.
Swanishtha, those who are in Varnashram Dharma, following all these things. They love their parents, children, wives, and they do everything according to Vaidik Riti. Following? Vaidik Sat Karma they are doing, not Apakarma, Kukarma, but they are doing Sat Karma. And also they are doing bhakti to Krishna, living in Varnashram Dharma. They are doing bhakti of Krishna. They are Swanishtha. Swa means Swadharma, means Varnashram Dharma. No? Swa means this body is Swa. And for this, what they are called? Vaidik karma. That is Varnashram Dharma is Swadharma.
Yes.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has asked Rai Ramananda, and the first sloka was this. Those who live in Varnashram Dharma and follow, and also they do bhakti to Krishna. This is main way by which we can have the to please Krishna. But Mahaprabhu said that you bhajya. So living in Varnashram Dharma, we follow totally Varnashram Dharma, and we also follow what we should not do. No? Then and doing worship of Krishna or doing bhakti to Krishna. But we are doing only bhakti is not prominent, Varnashram is prominent.
Yeah.
This is Swanishtha. And Parinishthita. Parinishthita means they are also Grihastha. But something in upper stage, they have come. And something nisthita. Nistha is there is a chance that nistha is to come. Or nistha has come out. these bhaktas are, grihastha bhaktas are parinishthita. And those who have left varnashram dharma and only bhakti they are doing, samana kirtana smarana bandhan padu sevan, they are nirpeksha. The difference between swanishth and parinishthita is there, that swanishth, they are prominent in varnashram dharma, and their Krishna bhakti is secondary. But in parinishthita, bhakti is prominent and varnashram dharma is, they are following only to serve Krishna. But they are not solely rejecting varnashram dharma. Ankul varnashram dharma. In three there are kapatata. There is cheating. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has told that first we should be nishkapat. We should not be cheater at all. We should leave cheating. Swanishtha, kya batlaya tha? Swanishtha ka.
He wants to be recognized as being very religious.
They want name, fame, wealth, everything. And they make so things that all should tell that I am bhakta. This kapatata should be lived. এখানে এক কপিও রাখবো না,
রাখা ছিল তো
রাখবো কেন? This is very important thing.
I know Nirapeksha.
You know Nirapeksha?
He wants others to think he's very pure, he's very knowledgeable in the scripture, he's very advanced.
These are kapatata. If they are not, yet three are actually not living all these kapatata, and they know that we are very, very intelligent. I know more than them. This drowns himself in the ocean of samsara and keep very far away from bhakti. So at first all these things should be driven out from our heart. Then we should read Vilapa. Otherwise we will take all these things and use for material things. And this is called Sahajiya. They pretend that I am doing bhakti, and pretending always they try material what? Sukh.
Happiness.
Not happiness.
Enjoyment.
Enjoyment. Good Mahaprasadam. Good clothing, good shoes, good, all these things. Everything they want to enjoy, but pretending that this is Mahaprasad, this is for
service. It's for my service.
Service, because I will be ill, all these things. But we want to enjoy. Enjoyment is there in the root. What they do will do, they will do for enjoyment. They will not do seva of any Niskinchan Vaishnava. They will serve Vishayi. Vishayi, you know, a rich person. Whether they are against bhakti, but they will always serve them, and they will always try to please them. They want to learn anything, vidya, education. They want education. But they learn only kutarka. Kutarka means... Kutarka means
logic
and all, bad logic. How? Why? This is. And they want virakta base. Virakta base, you know? Sadhu base. For jad pratistha.
For material fame.
Material
name and fame.
Kanak kamini pratistha. Parinisthita. They want to show themselves as a parinisthita. But they are not parinisthita. They, parinisthit, they want bhakta sangha, but actually they don't want. From outside they want, but internally they want sat, to have association of satkarmi, jnani, yogi, disai, bhogi, rich persons and all these things. And in nirpeksha, they think themselves to be very high class of Vaishnava. They don't think that anyone is Vaishnava. This is Kapatata. We should know that all are Vaishnava. If all are not Vaishnava, but Vaishnava is Vaishnava. But they have this quality to understand that we are only Vaishnava. No are like me. They try some ways.
Dress.
Tilak, mala, sannyas ways, brahmachari ways. They stress upon me. Not of bhakti thought. If they are doing, this is kapatta, cheating of himself. If he is parinisthit Vaishnava, nirpeksha Vaishnava, he should not store anything except jivan nirbah. Jivan nirbah means for maintenance of life. Mane very thing. Aap kushal se hain? Aur usse baat chit karenge? Bus wale se theek hai. जो कितना और देना हमारा है। जीवन निर्वाहोपयोगी माने वी शुड हैव समथिंग ओनली फॉर मेंटेनिंग ऑफ लाइफ नॉट फॉर संग्रह कलेक्टिंग। We should not have any association willingly to have any association of istrishan, mane feminine gender. That we are doing some pretending that we are making programs her in this bhakti call. Hari Mandir, living Hari Mandir, Vaishnava Sangha, we should not go hither and thither. We should preach, but when we should stay, we should try to stay in Vaishnava association. And always you should be in the guidance of Vaishnava. So, at first this should be done. And then, gradually we should go up if there is greed towards all these things. This is for sadhak and sadhya both. Those who are Siddha and those who are sadhak. Sadhak will have greed to in these things. And those who are Siddha, they will try to remember all these things. We take 34 slokas. दत्तः प्रलम्बारी प्रलम्ब रिपुणोद्भट्ट शङ्खचूड नासप्रत्योषी प्रतोषी हृदयं मधुमङ्गलस्य हस्तीनजः सुमुखी कौसुभमित्रमेतं किं ते शमन्तकमणिं तरलं करिष्ये। What is the meaning?
Oh, beautiful faced one.
To Radhika, she is telling. Rati Manjari or Tulsi Manjari, she is telling to Srimati Radhika praying. What?
Will I make the Shamantaka jewel, which after the death of proud Shankachuda was given by Balaram to cheerful-hearted Madhu Mangal, which Madhu Mangal with his own hand gave to you, and which since has become the friend of the Kostubha jewel, the central jewel in your necklace.
Now, in this slok, only there is nothing from upward,
outwardly.
What is there? Again, without seeing book, you can explain. What is in that? This is slope.
The history of the of the jewel.
Huh.
Who got it and who gave it to who and how Radharani got the jewel.
Huh. This is thing. What is the rust there? Nothing. Actually, nothing. It seems. But. Jewel has come from Russia ocean. No? Here he is telling that Krishna has done hatya of Sankhachud.
Killed
Sankhachud. And he snatched the samanta of Mani from the head of
Sankhachud.
And it was given by Krishna's elder brother Baldev to Madhumangal. And Madhumangal gave it to Srimati Radhika, you. No? But only these things are. Is there anything?
Yeah.
What? What there is?
Actually, Krishna wanted to give it to Srimati Radhika. But he feared in the presence of the others that they'll become jealous. So Baladeva is the older brother, so is the younger
one
brother.
One day I have told you.
Okay. I don't know anything.
But not only these things. Not only these things. Now we should go in
deep.
Datta Pralambari. Here, two persons. One Krishna, Pralamba Ari and Sankhachuda Ari. No? Do Ari. Ari means?
Enemy.
There are two persons. Here is Sankh, he has written Pralamba. And then Ari. And Sankhachuda Ari. One is Pralambari Manan? Balaram has killed Pralamba. No? And Sankhachuda Ari is Krishna. Krishna has killed Sankhachuda. No? Pralamba means Kapataka. That I told.
Cheater.
Pralam. He make a base of sadhu base, sakha base. He made as if he was a sakha of Krishna. He was going to cheat Krishna, Baladev and all boys. No? He was friend of Kansa. Sankhachud is not kapati, but he is kami. Understanding?
Yes.
What is kami?
Lusty.
He stole Srimati Radhika and all gopis. Once there was holy time. How Baldev killed Pralamba, you know, perhaps. Here Sankhachud, this is the history of pastime of Govardhan Hill, Radha Kund, Shyam Kund, near there. It is the time of Holi. All Sudam, Subal, Madhumangal were with Krishna. And Baladev also. And all Lalita Visakha, all gopis were there. They have abir in their hands, kumkum. You know kumkum? A reddish thing. And they have pichkari. What is this?
Syringe.
Syringe. Syringe. But not a little syringe.
Big one.
Big syringe. And all were so much pleased. Overjoyed. Krishna was coming, running away towards Srimati Radhika to give kumkum on the mouth of Srimati Radhika. Visakha, Lalita and all were
What?
They are giving badha. What is the meaning?
pushing Krishna away.
No. Pushing Krishna away, that you should not come. Huh? And there was so much a struggle, not a struggle, prema kala. Anyhow, Krishna wanted to defeat all gopis and to reach to Srimati Radhika. And Gopi were of giving,
trying to obstruct
Krishna. But all were so much pleased, all were laughing and everything was going. Then Krishna failed at last. Gopi checked Krishna. Then he took that great syringe and he gave rang
color
to Srimati Radhika. Where he is trying to give that color, Krishna has pointed something. No? And gopis are also having syringe. All gopis are helping Srimati Radhika. And all boys are helping Krishna. This is a ranga kala. All were so in a good mood, all there. No? At the same moment, it can be, this person can be increased in so much. But there are going on this pastime. What was the position of gopis and Krishna and how they were pleasing? So, at the same moment, Shankhachur came and he hid himself in a kunj. And from there he was keeping all these things. If a man is not on the same platform where there gopis and Krishna, he will have bad ideas, worldly these things, like sahajiyas. So he has agreed to have all gopis with him. He was not in that form. But all the gopis, the friends of Krishna, Subal, Siddham, Madhumangal, they are helping Krishna to make him more enjoyment, to please Krishna. And gopis are making their efforts so that Srimati Radhika should be pleased. They are in the same level of Krishna. Shankhachuri is neither any sadhak bhakta or siddha bhakta. He was in opposite. He was demon. So he became furious to Krishna that my bhojan, food is enjoying Krishna. So he became so much envy, and became so much crude,
angry.
And he, at once, he was seeing any chance to go there. At last, Krishna was hidden anywhere. At the same time moment, Gopi was pressing Krishna, where is Krishna? At the same time, Shankhachur came and took Srimati Radhika on his. And he took any vriksha, tree. Uprooted, and began to drive all gopis like
sheep.
As a head. And all were doing and crying and weeping. Srimati also was crying. Yet she has power to
destroy
all in a second. But Krishna pastime will not be by this. So they were beating as worldly
girls.
Krishna heard their beating. She came out of Punja and said that he's flying, she is running with getting Srimati Radhika and driving all gopis. Driving means? Driving all gopis and they are crying and going. Then Krishna ran after him. Baldev Prabhu also ran after him. Both ran after him. He left the gopis and took only Srimati Radhika. This is best beautiful. I should take here. So Krishna told Baldev Prabhu that keep them raksha.
Protect them.
And I am coming, just killing this demon. So he ran after. Krishna is coming more and more, advancing towards me, and he is about to catch me. So he
put down
Srimati Radhika and fly away. But Krishna yet not stayed there. She followed him. And after all, he caught hold of Sankachu and he